Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Paul Angles is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust digital marketing expert. Paul, I need your website again, please.
It's angles-inc.com. But best to reach out to me via LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. All right. So check that out. And the book, you got your book. Have you got a new one coming out?
I'm actually planning to put together a book of all these quotes that people are sending.
All right. Well, let me know when you get ready to go. I may have one or two extra ones for you. I'll send them over, and you can see if they work. We're talking about believing in yourself. We're talking about how are you handling the current situation. What other advice you have for us, Paul?
You know, it really. Sorry, my dog is getting excited here. It really is about reaching out to other people and connecting with them and seeing how they're doing and listening. Because nobody's listening. Everybody's talking. And you know, people are scared. People are hurting. People are stressed. And they want someone to just listen to them.
That's all right. We it's live radio. We call that ambiance around here, Paul. So you're talking about, you know, one of the things that I've tried to talk about on the show for a long, long time is the special sauce of a small business. Small business sector has an advantage that Amazon is jealous of. I promise you, Amazon and Target, Walmart, they're jealous of the special sauce that small business has. And part of that special sauce, one of the important components of it, are the values of the people who own and run the company and the people who work in those small businesses. There are no Amazon values that comes across. I mean, okay, you get delivery, they deliver it on time. That's fine. You know, that's what we need. What people want are to connect with other people who share their values, or people who uplift them, people who sustain them. And that's part of the special sauce. And small businesses don't leverage that special sauce as much as I think they should. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And it really has, and I'm as guilty as anyone. Let's be real clear about that. But this year, this past few months, I've been very diligent about leveraging that special sauce, about reaching out to people and connecting with people, mm-hmm. not to try to sell them something, but to just see how they're doing, to try to inspire, to listen. And it's really made a difference in my business. It's made a difference in my life. And mm-hmm. it really has made a difference in their lives too.
And people responded to that. That's what you're telling us. Is you did it with no ulterior motive. You did it out of the values. I know how you were raised. I know your story. I know about your parents. They instill these values in you, and all you did was demonstrate that without any agenda, and people responded to you. And now you're probably I'm one of the things I'm trying to do right now, Paul, is identify the silver linings. Accuse me of playing the Pollyanna game if you want to, but what can we get out of this that we wouldn't have gotten otherwise? You're going to get people who came to you because they were attracted to you before you ever did business. That's kind of unique these days, isn't it?
It is. And I'm also coming out of it with a greater, more empathy, you know, more appreciation of what other people are going through, mm-hmm. and how important it is to reach out to them and acknowledge it.
Well, absolutely. And Paul, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, reach out to someone every day. That's it.
Yeah. and just check on them. Don't try to sell them something. Yeah. That's the main thing right now. unless you know they need it and you're already delivering stuff to them, but just connect. I completely agree. I need the website one more time.
They will ask to buy if they need it.
That's exactly
they will let you know.
That's exactly
right. The website is angles-inc.com.
All right. Hey, Paul, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen. What a great story. What a great message he gave us today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. And let's all do what Paul said. Let's reach out to someone right now today that you haven't been talking to lately and just say hello. Don't ask for anything. Just tell them you're checking on them. And how about this? Ask them this question. What can I do to help you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.